New York election officials and women's rights advocates stood in front of the 14-foot-tall monument in Central Park to three pioneers of women's rights, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Sojourner Truth. They spoke out against the attack on women's reproductive rights and the Texas abortion law, which prohibits abortions at 6 weeks.
Think about what they did.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I guarantee I did not know I was pregnant with my first child at 6 weeks. I actually went on a whitewater rafting trip, it turns out, at 3 months because I didn't know I was pregnant. I mean, that is the reality of real people, okay? We don't always know. So you're denied the choice that should be yours as a woman, and something we took for granted by Texas, who thinks 6 weeks is the magic date that you should have been aware. You should know this. And that is grotesquely unfair, what they're expecting people to do. And I'm glad the Department of Justice is taking Texas to court. I had a chance to have a brief conversation on Saturday with Merrick Garland, our attorney general. I said, we're with you, keep going, fight on. But it's not just Texas, it's Ohio, it's Mississippi, it's Alabama, all across the nation.
The New York governor asks, who are the warriors waging the battle? She says, it's New York women once again. U.S. Senator from New York Kirsten Gillibrand says the forces that want to deny women's reproductive freedom is an attack on human rights.
This Texas decision is abhorrent. I can't imagine a worse decision for women. It does three things that is shocking. First, the governor said so perfectly, 6 weeks is very early. Many young women will not know whether or not they're pregnant at 6 weeks. Second, it deputizes vigilantes to go after you. Anybody in that state has universal standing to go after you and make sure you get prosecuted if you are seeking an abortion or helping someone make a decision. So the third thing it does is it creates a right of action against anyone. You sat with your friend and talked to her about what she wants to do with her future. I can sue you. I can put you in jail. I can make you pay $10,000. It is shocking, shocking what they did in Texas.
Echoing Governor Hochul, Senator Gillibrand says Texas isn't alone. It's just the first of the big idea conservative legislators have all across America. She points to Mississippi.
Mississippi, they're going to hear, the Supreme Court will hear a case on the Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban that is a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. And you have creative lawyers all across the country. The New York Times had an article about it yesterday, who have spent their lives figuring out what lawsuit, what can I file to get to the Supreme Court to eradicate women's reproductive freedom.
The senator standing with U.S. Congress member from New York, Carolyn Maloney, says it's more than just a question of when to deny care. It's denying women their humanity.
So on the federal level, my job and Carolyn's job is to pass the Women's Health Protection Act. This would basically codify Roe v. Wade. It would tell these state legislators and governors across the country that it is not their purview to make these decisions. Now, to get that done, that is going to be very hard because we may have to have filibuster reform before we pass it in the Senate. I fully support filibuster reform to pass reproductive freedom in the U.S. Senate. We also have to continue our struggle to repeal the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment is what makes it unfair for low-income women. So it tells people, oh, sure, you still have abortion protections, but not if you don't have the money for it, not if you don't have the resources, not if you don't have the ability to pay. And that's what's so unconstitutional about the Hyde Amendment. It determines who has access based on how much money you have.
Dr. Meera Shaw has been on the front lines as an abortion provider. She's the chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood in Hudson, New York.
I am a proud abortion provider. I truly value a person's right to decide if and when they are ready to become a parent. The national landscape around abortion care is far from reassuring. When abortion access is littered with political interference, innocent people suffer. My colleagues in Texas have been sharing their stories with me of their current reality. Turning patients away for life-saving care has been so painful, to say the least. Patients' rights are under attack, and many states, too many states, have been successful in stripping away at the ability of individuals to access life-affirming abortion care.
Dr. Shaw says she feels lucky to practice in a state which views abortion as a human right. But New York State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says we did that despite all odds in what was supposed to be a blue state. She entered office in 2006 carrying the Women's Reproductive Health Act, but it wasn't passed until 2019.
How many years ago was that? Not many. I just want to put it in perspective. And we did the Contraceptive Care Act, and we did the Boss Bill, and we did so many things to tell women that their rights were being preserved here in New York. I will remind everyone that even in 2019, not one Republican voted for a woman's right to choose in New York.
The New York State Majority Leader says she's presenting a sense of reality, that our leadership came at a late, late time when we were supposed to be a progressive state.
So you can imagine what's happening around this country. That's right. It is all about leadership. It is all about the vote. It is all about understanding where we are and that we can never rest, even if we had the privilege of being born into a situation where we didn't have to fight for this stuff. Because we're still fighting for voting rights. We are still fighting for women's rights. We are still fighting for the rights of transgendered people. We are still fighting for the rights of every single body.
Stewart-Cousins says the root of the struggle is who has the power and what that power will do and can do to keep people out and to put people in. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.